So welcome to Coastal Currents 2020, and we'll all admit it's an unusual year, but we are undeterred in our celebration of the creative coast, and we still want to uphold and support the creative economy. So what better time than now to continue ploughing on and showing you some of the best of this region. I want to say thanks to anyone who's managed to put on something this year against all the challenges we have in front of us. Please go and visit as many of the events, exhibitions or installations, as well as the restaurants, pubs, anybody in this amazing community along the coast who's still managing to make your life more colourful. And I'd also like to say thank you at this point to all the people that have helped through the summer with the online streaming. Thanks to Isolation Station for supporting Coastal Currents. Thank you to all those artists who've taken part between 3 and 5 on a Saturday with our live streams. And obviously, thanks so much to the Arts Council England who supported us during that difficult lockdown period with some funding. We don't have Arts Council funding strictly for the festival this year, but that has really helped the energy of everybody during lockdown in order to keep culture front of our minds and keep the commissions rolling in. So a lot of this year's Coastal Currents has been pieced together from some of the digital commissions that we put together over the summer. And we would like you to, revel in what we have been able to put on this year. There will be a little bit of street art happening. There will be a few limited installations, like the basement of the Observer Building, the alley level there. We are doing timed tickets to be able to visit as your social groups. We also have artist in residence, Ben Fenton, who'll be working upstairs on a piece that will eventually live in the Observer Building once renovated. We have a mural going into Eastbourne Town Centre, and thanks to Eastbourne Council for being so amazingly supportive this year. And we have a really exciting poster commission that's going on Bexhill Seafront, as well as all the usual bits and pieces that will pop up and surprise you. So thanks again to every artist, musician and supporter of this long-running festival. And as I say, we won't be beaten by even the restrictions of COVID. And we hope that you all enjoy this cultural month. Thanks very much again for joining us for Coastal Currents 2020.